This is Old Mountain Media.
Grab that axe! We gotta get this tree down fast! Which axe, Captain? Jeez, the one next to your feet!
The sky is a dark haze as black as night. A long handle attached to a massive silver axe, chipped and blackened by its constant use, lays next to your blackened boot. It's 2007. Picture yourself a rookie at the District 9 Chelan County Fire Department. You finally passed your tests, joined this squad, and are facing your first major firestorm of the season on a hot June weekend just north of the town of Mason on the west side of the pristine lake Chelan. Fire season hits this part of north central Washington state every other year, and the smoke-filled skies add a haze that burns the eyes. Your captain is yelling at you from a thick cloud of billowing gray and black smoke. You're near the summit of Pyramid Mountain, and normally you'd be able to look below to the deep blue and crystal shimmers bouncing off the water. The 50-mile lake stretches from the town of Chelan northwest to the small community of Stehekin, a small unincorporated community accessible only by boat, seaplane, or by foot.
What the hell have I gotten myself into?
The smoke is filling your lungs, and a constant cough has developed over the last 2 weeks, consisting of 18-hour days fighting the raging flames. Your hands are stiff, having dug trenches, chopping down trees, and creating fire lines for the flames to reach, and then die. But the flames are spreading. The high altitude is driving your mind into delirium, and it takes all your strength, both mental and physical, to focus on your job. Your young wife, a school teacher in the town of Leavenworth, is sitting at home with your 3-month-old daughter, waiting for you to get home. Images of baby Dakota come to your mind. You hope to see her soon, but the fire keeps spreading, and the chances of going home anytime soon are dashed from your mind as the smoke races toward you. A small firefighting plane soars overhead, dumping nearly 2,000 gallons of water over the next ridge, not 400 yards from where you are laboring away, fighting the perilous flames.
Vince, hit the deck!
Your cousin Frank is working next to you. He yells in your direction as the sound of the approaching plane drowns out the roar of the fire. You drop to your face and bury your head in the burnt and dry pine needles, ashes covering your face. The thunder of the water hitting the land sounds like a bomb going off. You haven't seen any sign of wildlife in the past 2 weeks. All the animals you have come to call your friends have disappeared. You raise your head, looking to the peak where the plane dropped water, and see a black curtain of air racing toward you.
Heads down!
Your captain screams at the top of his lungs, and you follow orders. The blast of smoke and heat hit you again, smothering you and causing a severe sense of claustrophobia. You breathe hard, grasping for air, wishing you had your oxygen tank with you. Finally, the heat rises. You still hear the cracking of trees and flames around you, but the thickness of the smoke slightly rises. You struggle to your knees, look down the hillside to the lake which is just coming into view, and the smoke and steam dissipates. In the distance, you see a small boat heading northwest from Chelan, passing the peninsula of Wapato Point on its way to Stehekin. Even in all this chaos, images of you and your wife taking the ride on the Lady of the Lake come to mind. A small passenger boat, the lady commutes daily up and down the lake, and there's nowhere you'd rather be. Maybe this wasn't the right career choice. Maybe you should have finished that degree in veterinarian sciences. With an affinity toward the creatures of this world, you resolve right then and there to finish the fire season as a firefighter, and then go back to finish veterinarian school. As you glance down the hill, you see a lone figure climbing across a jagged cliff,
What the hell is he doing? Why is he alone?
The figure is crouched down, gliding with ease in between the bushes, and then stops. It's about 500 yards down the hill from you, and for some reason, even though it's in the far distance, you sense it staring at you. Not at your cousin. Not at the other fighters near you. Not at your captain. Just at you. The figure has unusually long arms, reaching almost to its knees. Its unnatural shape brings to mind a bear standing on its hind legs. But there is no way it could be a bear. They've all escaped the fires. No, this was something different. Something very unusual. There have been stories of a creature that roams the hills and mountains of Chelan County. A creature of lore, of folk tales, and those that have supposedly seen it. The Sasquatch.
Yo, Frank, you see that?
Frank can't hear you, his head buried in the dirt and ash. You keep squinting. The figure begins to walk again in a gliding motion with effortless strides.
That's no bear.
As the creature moves, its head is still turned in your direction. Without warning, it starts to run, jumping over fallen trees and over the huge boulders that scatter the landscape. And then, it's gone. You know what you saw, but no one will believe you, so you decide not to tell anyone. Not yet, at least. But there is no doubt in your mind what you just witnessed. A creature of the woods. A guardian to other animals. A Bigfoot.
Pacific Northwest Sasquatch Shadows presents Something Cryptid This Way Comes.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever felt like you're in a tunnel? The sides are closing in on you. You're unable to escape the overwhelming feelings of unhappiness, anger, worry, or fear? I have, many times. Over the years, I've tried to solve my own problems, lean on myself, and suppress the depression of my past and the anxiety of my future. But then I decided to do something about it. And while I'm still a work in progress, I know that without getting help, those invisible monsters would reach for any opportunity they can to consume me. They still do. But with online therapy, I'm conquering those monsters. And it feels good. Without a healthy mind, being truly happy and at peace is hard. The good news is, therapy works. But what is therapy exactly? It's whatever you want it to be. Maybe you're not feeling motivated right now and would like some tools to help. Or maybe you're feeling insecure in relationships or at work. Maybe you're not dealing well with stress. Whatever you need, it's time to stop being ashamed of normal human struggles and start feeling better. Because you deserve to be happy. And now you don't have to worry about finding an in-person therapist near you. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Join the millions of people who are seeing what online therapy is really about. It's always a good time to invest in yourself, because you are your greatest asset. And here's a special offer for Something Cryptid This Way Comes listeners. You can get 10% off your first month of professional therapy at betterhelp.com/PNW. That's betterhelp.com/PNW. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this podcast. In the foothills of the North Cascade Mountains in Washington State, northeast of the town of Leavenworth and a four-hour drive from Seattle, a city called Chelan sits at the base of one of the deepest lakes in the continental United States. Its crystal blue waters draws visitors year-round for recreation, retreat from city life, and opportunities to bring families together, enjoying each other's company and reconnecting with nature. The surrounding hills are spotted with various wineries and apple orchards, and this vintner's paradise is the home to many tour companies and recreation businesses. Flanked by steep mountains on both sides, Lake Chelan is both peaceful and elegant. But with little notice, The waters can turn to torrents as the surrounding hills create a wind tunnel of sorts, forcing vacationers and visitors to retreat to the shore or face their doom in the whitecaps and current that have caused many boats to capsize, sometimes resulting in death. I should know. It almost happened to me once, but that's a story for another time. In the hot June months of 2007, Ted and Diana decided to board the Lady of the Lake and head north to Sahikan. They woke up in their timeshare and climbed in their minivan to head south to the lady's launching point with their three children in tow, Joshua, Jenny, and Polly. As they boarded the boat, Ted noticed the 3-foot-tall wood-carved statue of Bigfoot standing in the shade. He loved the lore of Washington State, the fact that Bigfoot seemed to be everywhere. From coffee and souvenir shops to bookstores and restaurants, Bigfoot was a staple in every day's routine.
Hey kids, check this guy out. Aw, that's cute. Can we get one for our yard?
Polly loved Bigfoot and had posters of the creature plastered all over her bedroom at home.
Give it up, Polly. Jeez.
Josh was tired of his 9-year-old sister's obsession with Bigfoot. It never ended. Jenny looked at Josh with a look that was in agreement with his disdain, and they both smiled.
You guys, Polly loves Bigfoot. There's nothing wrong with that. Let her have her fun. Imagination is a wonderful thing.
Diana was tired of watching her 2 teenage kids make fun of their little sister. She thought Polly's obsession was harmless and cute.
It's not my imagination, Mom. I told you I saw one once when we climbed Tiger Mountain. You never believe me. I'm sorry, dear, but don't you think we'd have more pictures of Bigfoot? But you can still believe. There's nothing wrong with that. If I ever see one, I promise to believe too. Okay, sweetie?
Me too,
Ted chimed in. The family of 5 grabbed their tickets, boarded the boat that was full to the brim with close to 280 travelers, and found seats on the upper deck overlooking the waters. The journey to Sahikan would take a few hours, and they were ready for fun and relaxation as a family. As they took their seats, Ted noticed that most of the passengers around him were men and a few women in their 20s and 30s. There were hardly any kids. He turned to the individual sitting just left of him.
You guys all together here? Some kind of party up at Sahikan? No, we're the firefighters heading up to try to manage the recent spreading wildfires. Boat's gonna drop us at Lucerne. Oh yeah, I noticed the haze in the air when I woke up this morning. Pretty bad up there? Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's consumed over 400 acres and is spreading fast. Should take out about 5,000 acres at this rate by next week. Well, that's why we're all headed up. Happens more and more each year, it seems. Yeah, I've noticed that too. Well, I hope you guys are safe. I've got a nephew who's a firefighter, loves his job, wouldn't do anything else. Says it's like a brotherhood, like a family. You got that right. We're like one big family. Something special about being a firefighter. I love it. Well, I truly wish you guys all the luck in the world. Be safe, okay?
Ted stood up and grabbed his Nikon 35mm out of his backpack. He walked to the starboard side of the boat and found an empty spot on the guardrail. Most of the other passengers were looking at the rising smoke miles away on the port side.
Perfect place to take some pictures.
Josh, Polly, and Jenny were arguing over something again. Ted was tired of their bickering, but he knew it was a normal thing for kids to tease and to take jabs at each other. As the boat neared a small dock attached to the tiny, unincorporated town of Lucerne on the southern side of the lake, the firefighters all started to grab their gear from the back of the boat and make their way to the slipway connecting the boat to the dock. Ted noticed that the boat seemed much more empty. At least 70 passengers had disembarked. He waved to the firefighter he had talked to and turned back around to look across the lake. The haze was thicker up here, and he could taste the smoke on his tongue. As the Lady of the Lake set sail again from Lucerne Landing, Ted started to scan the landscape north of the lake for anything out of the ordinary worthy of being captured on film. The north side of the lake had less trees than the south, and almost seemed to be a different landscape, shaped by the fast winds blowing through this valley. As the boat rounded a corner near Holden Creek, something caught Ted's eye. He looked in the distance and saw something walking on the shore. It looked like a very tall man, draped in a full outfit of black, and taking huge strides.
Why are they wearing a full set of clothes on this hot day?
Ted said out loud to himself. He held up his camera to his eye and focused the zoom in as much as possible. To his horror, he saw something that caused his pulse to race.
That's no human.
He lowered his camera, squinted into the distance, and looked through the viewfinder once more.
That's a Bigfoot.
Ted dropped his camera to his side and ran to the bow of the boat, where Diana and the kids had strolled. Josh was at the very tip of the bow, apparently doing his best Leonardo DiCaprio impression, and his sisters were giggling nonstop.
I'm the king of the world!
Diana was laughing along. Ted quickly made his way to her side and grabbed her elbow, pulling her away from the kids. If what he saw was real, he didn't want to frighten them.
Di, I just saw Bigfoot,
he said in a loud whisper.
Sure you did, honey. A Bigfoot. Ooh.
I'm not kidding. I got a picture of it. Look.
There was a blurry blob where the Sasquatch should appear.
See? That's it. That's a Bigfoot.
That's a bear. Nice try, Ted.
I'm serious. It's a Bigfoot. It was walking on its back legs like a human. Arms are hanging down to its knees. It had to be at least 7 or 8 feet tall. I know what I saw.
Polly. Polly, come here.
Polly was giggling at her brother and walked over to her parents.
Polly, I know I said it was your imagination, what you saw at Tiger Mountain. But your father thinks he just saw something that I think's a bear. Can you look at this? Does this look like what you saw before?
Ted lowered his camera to Polly's view. She squinted her eyes intently. Then, a look of amazement came across her face.
Dad, that's it! That's what I saw! I told you I wasn't crazy!
No, Polly, nope, you're not crazy. I never thought you were, but now I believe what you saw is the same thing I just saw. Let's not tell your brother or sister until we get to Stehekin. I want to look at the pictures on my laptop. It'll be our little secret. Just you and me, and Mommy. Okay, Dad, our secret.
She skipped back over to Josh and Jenny, and the three continued joking around, pretending the boat was about to hit an iceberg. Polly looked over at her parents every now and then, did her best to wink, and continued playing. When the family arrived at their cabin in Stehekin, Ted immediately put the camera's SD card into his laptop and opened the picture application. He zoomed into the photo, and at that moment, his thoughts were confirmed. He had seen a Bigfoot.
Josh, Jenny, I have something to tell you. Your sister didn't imagine what she saw on Tiger Mountain because I've seen it too.
This episode is sponsored by Pride Counseling. We live in a world of mystery, of unanswered questions, of constant bombardment from endless opinions, and mostly from questions within ourselves. I've taken advantage of online therapy and have seen the benefits as a professional, a father, a spouse, and a friend. And without the help from online counseling, I would most likely still be stuck in the ruts of uncertainty and bleakness. We all struggle with our own true nature at one point or another, or we know someone who has. Therapy can be the difference between happiness and overwhelming darkness. Pride Counseling is affordable, private online counseling for the LGBTQIA+ community. You can get access to licensed, trained, fully accredited counselors and therapists that are LGBTQIA+ friendly. These counselors and therapists have at least 3 years of experience, at least 2,000 hours of hands-on experience, and are qualified and certified by their state's professional board. All you need to do is go to pridecounseling.com/PNWpod. Fill out a questionnaire, get matched with the counselor who is perfect for you, and you can start counseling today. It's more affordable than in-person counseling. And if you can't afford counseling, there is financial aid available that you can apply for. You get unlimited 24/7 messaging with your counselor, meaning you're connected with a counselor the entire time via your phone or computer, and you can schedule live video, phone, or text sessions with your counselor as well. With Pride Counseling, you're not wasting time traveling, and if you don't vibe with the therapist you're matched with, you can switch. Best of all, you connect from the comfort of your home. Half the battle of getting into counseling is getting to the counselor, and Pride Counseling eliminates that hassle. Plus, a lot of people in the LGBTQIA+ community are not comfortable talking to a therapist in person, out of fear of discrimination, or perhaps they just don't have access to a therapist that specializes in what they're struggling with. With Pride Counseling, you can connect with an LGBTQIA+ counselor from anywhere. And as a special offer to Something Cryptid This Way Comes listeners, You can get 10% off your first month of professional therapy at pridecounseling.com/PNWPod. That's PNWPOD. Again, that link is pridecounseling.com/PNWPod. Thank you to Pride Counseling for sponsoring this podcast. It's September 2012, and Cecil and Shirley are sitting outside their RV trailer at the Thousand Trails camping resort that was frequented by thousands of guests every summer. They had spent the months of July and August camping 18 miles west of the Bavarian-style town of Leavenworth, near Plain. Both retired and enjoying their newly found freedom, the couple had made the bit of land a home away from home, complete with a makeshift living room outside their RV with a table, chairs, and a campfire. Fire season had come and gone, and campfires were finally allowed again in the Cascade Mountains. They had missed the fires, the roar of the flames, the smell of the smoke, the light dancing off the pine trees. There was nothing quite better than enjoying a nice Cab Sav Merlot blend next to the fire, and this was just perfect in their minds. Cecil had spent his career as a firefighter, and while he was constantly aching over war wounds that had come with the career, he was sad as he thought of the wildlife that had seemed to disappear due to this season's fires. Cecil and Shirley had been sitting near the fire on this slightly chilly September evening, reminiscing about their last few months in the wilderness, sipping on their wine. Every so often, Cecil would walk to the little woodpile near the edge of the campsite that was bordered by tall pine trees, and then he'd come back with a fresh piece of tinder for the flames.
Getting cold. Think I'll put on a pot of coffee. Decaf, Cecil. You know we'll be stuck awake all night if it's not decaf.
Fine. Decaf it is.
Cecil entered the RV and plugged in the coffee maker. He opened up the can of coffee grounds and poured them into the filter, then filled the machine with water. As the coffee began to drip, he looked up from the counter and out the window. A deep sense of warmth filled him as he glanced at his wife of 52 years. What a life they had had, raising four incredible kids and experiencing what they could out of life every chance they could get. A small breeze picked up, and the canvas cover near the outside table began to waver in the wind.
Here you go, hon. Decaf? Yes, decaf.
Cecil chuckled and Shirley smiled, taking in a deep breath through her nose of the steaming hot drink. All of a sudden, Shirley scrunched up her nose.
Do you smell that?
Cecil lowered his mug and sniffed the air. The smell of sulfur filled the air with a musty scent, overpowering his senses.
Whoa, what is that? My 40 years in Washington, I've never smelled anything like that. Have you?
No.
That's not normal.
The couple sat in silence, the crackling of the fire and the breeze the only sounds they could hear. After a few moments, an object came hurtling out of the trees. It was a stick, about the size of a human forearm, flipping as it made its way towards Shirley.
Shirley, duck!
Shirley instinctively ducked and spilled her coffee on the ground, barely missing her legs. The stick had hit the side of the RV and bounced off, landing on the woodpile, almost as if intentional.
What the? Where did that come from? Cecil, look!
Cecil and Shirley stared into the trees, and about 15 feet away, they saw a few bushes rustling, as if something had walked through them.
What the blazes is out there? It landed on the woodpile, and it didn't drop on us from a tree above.
Hey, who's ever out there? Knock it off, or you'll get my gun.
Cecil didn't have a gun, but he thought whatever camper was out there throwing sticks would surely run. There was no answer from the trees, no other movement. Once again, all they could hear was the sound of the campfire, the sound of the breeze moving through the branches above them. The smell seemed to fade, and silence remained.
What the hell was that?
Cecil asked Shirley.
You don't think that was... you know who, do you?
Suddenly, the smell was back. It hit the couple in the noses like a ball being hurled at their faces, a wall of stench.
Oh, God, it's back.
They sat in their chairs, frozen, wondering what was out there in the woods.
Shirley, where's my camera?
But before Shirley could answer, a rock came flying through the trees, landing on the ground near Cecil's feet. Cecil and Shirley slowly rotated their gazes toward each other.
Yep, I think that's you-know-who,
Cecil said in a loud whisper. After another 10 minutes or so after the rock had come flying at them, the smell was gone.
Cecil, earlier this evening, I noticed the dogs were barking like they usually do.
Across the campground were a handful of dogs that would spend the evenings barking incessantly, causing annoyance to the local campers. But they hadn't barked at all this evening. It wasn't normal for them.
I think they know something's out there. I think they know Bigfoot's nearby.
I think you're right. I think it's time we head inside.
Shirley and Cecil made their way into the RV, turned out the lights, and climbed into bed. But they couldn't sleep. There was a chill in the air outside their camper, but inside, the chill of the unknown was drowning their thoughts, conjuring dark images into their minds, and threatening their want to ever go camping again. Was it Bigfoot? Could it be a Sasquatch? Or just some prankster? Cecil and Shirley would never know, but one thing they did know, something was out there, and it was not happy they were in its home. Mountain Media and Pacific Northwest Sasquatch Shadows, this has been Something Cryptid This Way Comes. I'm Russ, your host, writer, producer, and sound engineer. If you like the show, please leave a 5-star rating and a review, and be sure to share this podcast with your friends, family, co-workers, fellow cryptid hunters, and anyone else that comes to mind. Dialogue used in this episode is not necessarily accurate, but it is based on extensive research. To learn more about the great Chelan County and the sightings mentioned in this story, head on over to WashingtonBigfoot.com. You can also learn more about the small town of Stehekin in the book Lake Chelan Valley by Kristen Gregg, wherever fine books are sold. October 31st is right around the corner, and our new podcast is about to launch on All Hallows Eve. It's a perfect show for your Halloween evening. Legends and Tales of the Pacific Northwest is a show about everything your history teacher forgot to tell you. We'll start with a 5-part series on the ghosts of Leavenworth, a deep dive into the small mining community in the heart of Washington State, with a grisly past that has led to some unexplainable events. You'll even hear me visit the small town, and possibly go on an investigation of some of the darkest areas in the town. The trailer is everywhere you get your podcasts, so please subscribe today. Visit the YouTube channel, Legends and Tales of the Pacific Northwest, Facebook, Legends and Tales of the Pacific Northwest, and Instagram, Pacific Northwest Podcast. Links are in the comments and at ommstories.com. And I want to ask all of you a big favor. I know you'll really enjoy the show, but in order for it to be discovered, we have only 6 weeks to get it to the top of the charts and listed as a new and noteworthy show. After you listen to the trailer that's out, leave a quick review and 5-star rating. And like I've said before, the seasons on different topics will open up new possibilities and shed light on the darkness of the unknown. Go ahead and stick around after this show and I'll play the trailer for you. I think you'll really like it. Please visit our new website, ommstories.com, where you'll learn more about the stories and the podcasts, and have an opportunity to check out our awesome membership program, OMM Plus. For as little as $3 a month, you'll have access to so much more than just the episodes. From sketch artists to book authors, from ghost hunters to mapping projects. You can bet these episodes will blow your mind. And as a member, you have access to extended versions. These are not merely interview episodes. These will open your mind to the world we know so little about. Plus, you'll get unreleased stories every month. Definitely worth just $3. The link is also in our Instagram profile at PNW Sasquatch Shadows, as well as on the website, ommstories.com. Special thanks goes to Kira Rugen, my great friend and the composer of our new intro music. Kira is a resident of Arizona and a professional conductor and composer, and she'll take you to places unknown with her ethereal sound and grasp of true artistic soundscapes. Check out her Instagram at KiraDawnAZ. Thanks for listening to Something Cryptid This Way Comes. I hope you enjoyed this dive into Chelan County. It truly is a magical place, and if you ever find yourself in Washington, make sure you head over to this incredible wine country. Lots of wineries to visit, lots of tastings. I'm literally sitting there right now. You'll find yourself enjoying the locals, engaging in the unique wilderness, and partaking of an experience that will bring you peace and serenity. And I highly suggest you jump on the Lady of the Lake and head up to Stehekin. You'll be enwrapped in feelings of peace and serenity. That is, until you see a tall, lanky figure staring at you from the hills. Maybe you've ventured into its backyard. Then again, maybe it just wants a glass of wine and to have a nice game of cornhole. Pacific Northwest, you'll find everything from dark forests, foreboding mountains, dormant volcanoes, unusual wildlife, and a rich history of innovation. It's a land of opportunity and a territory of dreams. Stretching from southern Oregon to British Columbia and western Washington to eastern Idaho, visions of success, ambitions of entrepreneurship, and stories of triumph are everywhere. But what if I told you there was an unknown side to this vast land? Legends and Tales of the Pacific Northwest is a show that dives into the mysterious, the forgotten, the untold truths, and even the mayhem. Everything from abandoned mining towns to explorers and local legends, this show tells what your history teacher forgot to and will reshape your perspective. For Old Mountain Media, I'm Russ Blackmore, writer, voiceover actor, and storyteller. I grew up in the Pacific Northwest, and having traveled and lived around the world, I've come to realize there's no other place like this great land. In this show, we'll explore the rise and fall of cities and towns, those that came before us, lore of the mountains, and even the serial killers that once made this beautiful land their own. We'll delve into the Puget Sound War, the Mount St. Helens eruption of 1980, the ferries of the Great Columbia River, the Bear River Massacre of 1963, the legend of Bruce Lee, the copper mines of the Cascades, and the ghosts of the Tumwater Brewery. Beginning October 31st, 2021, we'll learn about the ghost of the small town of Leavenworth. Subscribe today and prepare to sit down and drink in the history of this immense land where some stories stay hidden until light brings their truth. Welcome to Legends and Tales of the Pacific Northwest.
Something Cryptid This Way Comes is a production of Old Mountain Media. Visit us on Instagram at PNW Sasquatch Shadows and Facebook at Old Mountain Media.
Something Cryptid This Way Comes.